Let's read together Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 24. In these verses, we have an exhortation to believers to put off the old man and put on the new man. Ephesians chapter 4, beginning at verse 17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Let's begin our study of this section of Ephesians 4 with some background notes. Ephesians chapters 1 through 3 is the doctrinal portion of the epistle. Ephesians chapters 4 through 6 is the application portion of this epistle. In chapters 4 through 6, we have a number of exhortations for believers based on the teaching of the first half of the letter. In the first part of chapter 4, we had the exhortation to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Remember that from last week? Remember, we don't have to form the unity of the Spirit because it's already formed. We are one in the Spirit. But we are exhorted to keep the unity of the Spirit. One of the ways we keep the unity of the Spirit is to recognize the oneness of the body. The minute we raise denominational or sectarian barriers, we are not recognizing the oneness of the body and therefore not keeping the unity of the Spirit. Now, we may not see eye to eye with every Christian on every matter, and we may choose to go to one church rather than to go to another church. But the minute we put certain fellow believers in a lower class because they don't see it our way, and the minute we refuse to recognize fellow believers as being in the body of Christ just as much as we are, the minute we do those things, we are not recognizing the oneness of the body. We are not keeping the unity of the Spirit. Illustration. As you know, Emmaus Bible College, where I teach, is not a Pentecostal college. You knew that, right? But right now, we have a couple of Pentecostal brothers from Brazil as part of our student body. And it's great to see how the student body is recognizing the oneness of the body and keeping the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. In verses 7 through 16 of Ephesians 4, we have the exhortation to recognize and use our spiritual gifts. Remember, we saw in those verses that spiritual gifts are not only given to all believers, but gifted believers are also given to the church. This aspect of spiritual gifts is especially in view here in Ephesians chapter 4, that our risen, ascended Lord has given gifts to his body, the church. And now in the verses before us, we have the exhortation to put off the old man and to put on the new man. And so that brings us to our doctrinal point for this section of Ephesians 4. Believers should put off the old man and put on the new man. Believers should put off the old man and put on the new man. And we have two subpoints, as you can see. A, characteristics of the old man, verses 17 through 22, and B, characteristics of the new man, verses 23 through 24. Now, before we look at the subpoints, we need to define and explain these terms, old man and new man. They are closely related to, but not synonymous with, the terms old nature and new nature. The old man is all that we were apart from Christ. We were dead in sin and separated from God and could not please God. The old man was characterized by the old nature. That is the sinful nature that we were born with. The new man, on the other hand, is all that we are in Christ. When we became Christians, we were given a new nature. The new nature is sinless. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4 says that we are partakers of the divine nature. This new nature is because we now have the life of Christ within us. And the Holy Spirit within us, who dwells within us, empowers and enables this new life. So the old man is completely gone. It was crucified with Christ. There's only the new man as far as our position goes before a holy and righteous God. However, because we still have the old sinful nature that we were born with, and we will have that sinful nature until we get our resurrected bodies, we can live like the old man. Very important point here. The old man is gone, but because we still have the sinful nature, we can live like the old man. We don't have to, but unfortunately, we often do. We are to put off the old man. That is, don't be governed by the old sinful nature. And we are to put on the new man. That is, we are to be governed by the new divine nature that we have in Christ. Now let's go to our subpoints. Subpoint A, characteristics of the old man, verses 17 through 22. In these verses, we have five characteristics of the old man. That is, characteristics of every human being apart from Christ. This is what characterized us before salvation. Number one, the old man is living a futile life. The old man is living a futile life. Verse 17, "This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind." Life apart from Christ is a big zero, regardless of what you accomplish in this world. To accomplish something in this world apart from Christ is like winning money in a card game on the deck of the Titanic. The old man is living a futile life. Number two, the old man is ignorant of the truth. The old man is ignorant of the truth. Verse 18, notice these expressions here. Darkened understanding, ignorant, blind of heart. Non-Christians may have high IQs and may have lots of education, but until they come to Christ, they are ignorant of the truth. Their philosophies of life and worldviews may sound good up front, but they don't hold together. Ultimately, they don't hold together. Without God, there is no moral foundation. All is relative. No ultimate truth. The old man is ignorant of the truth. Number three, the old man is separated from the life of God. The old man is separated from the life of God. Verse 18, being alienated from the life of God. Ever since the fall of man in the Garden of Eden, man has been cut off from God, separated from God, alienated from God. No one is born a Christian. You must become a Christian. The old man is separated from the life of God. Number four, the old man is never satisfied. The old man is never satisfied. Verse 19, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. And verse 22, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. Whether it be in the area of money or sex or selfish pleasure or some other lust, a characteristic of people without God is that they are never satisfied. Only Christ can fully satisfy all the needs and desires of the human heart. You agree? And number five, the old man is not like Christ. The old man is not like Christ. Verses 20 and 21. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. You know, I once had a man tell me that he didn't want to accept Christ as his personal Savior because he didn't need salvation. But he wanted to be like Christ. Can you believe it? I told him essentially that if he didn't become a Christian, it was impossible to be like Christ. In fact, his life would be just the opposite of Christ. Oh, it's possible to wear a lot of masks, but behind the mask, the old man is not like Christ. Now in verses 23 and 24, we have the exhortation to put on the new man. So subpoint B is characteristics of the new man. Characteristics of the new man. Remember, the new man is all that we are in Christ. Now let's look at two characteristics of the new man given in these verses. Number one, the new man is created by God. The new man is created by God. Verse 24, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. 2 Corinthians 5:17, well-known verse, says that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. The new life that we have in Christ is not the old life made over. No. And it's not like we had the new life all along, but it was lying dormant or was sleeping. But now that we've accepted Christ, it's awakened into new life. No. Apart from Christ, we were spiritually dead. In Christ, we have been made alive. We have been given new divine life. This life is righteous and holy, as we see here in verse 24. The new man does not have to be taught not to sin. The new man automatically does not sin. The new man was created by God in true righteousness and holiness. Verse 24. Number two, the new man is renewed in mind. The new man is renewed in mind. Verse 23. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The new man loves the Word of God. And as the new man feeds on the Word, the mind of the Christian is continually renewed and conformed to Christ. And the Holy Spirit enables the new man to understand the Word. And thus the believer is renewed in mind. So in this section of Ephesians 4, then, we've seen the characteristics of the old man and the characteristics of the new man. Believers should put off the old man and put on the new man. What about practical application? Let's be what we are. Let's be what we are. What are we? Christians, what are we? We are new people in Christ. In Christ, we are new creations. We have divine life. The old man is gone. The old man has been crucified with Christ. However, because we still have that sinful nature that we were born with, and we will have it until we die and get our resurrected bodies, because of this, we can still live like the old man. Let's not do that. Let's put off the old man and put on the new man. Romans 12, verse 2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let's put on the new man. Let's be what we are.